If you could get the leaders of all the major evangelical denominations and the leaders of all the major evangelical seminaries in one room, what would you tell them?
I think I would encourage them. I think I would help them, remind them that we as the church have gone through so many different moments historically. Just look back over the 2,000-year history of the church and to understand that we are at our best when we're not comfortable, when we're feeling a bit of pressure culturally, when we don't have total control or power of where the world's going, but we find ourselves like people in the New Testament. Or, I mean, you realize the New Testament was written to a persecuted minority. That is the entire context for the New Testament. And yet in American life, it feels like we've gotten very comfortable being Christian, people understanding a little bit about what it means to be Christian, kind of respecting that. And now we find ourselves in a moment where now almost half of Americans think that people of faith are part of the problem in our culture. And so a lot of evangelicals and leaders they're not familiar with that. We're not familiar with that feeling. And so I would encourage them, instead of reacting in fear, this is our moment. This is our moment to be on mission, to lead with love, to really engage our communities and the questions people have with a lot of grace, but also thoughtfulness and carefulness, and the next generation included, and that we shouldn't shrink back from that, but we should walk forward and be confident that our faith does have something to say. It has something especially to offer in a moment where a lot of people hate religion and think that religion and church and all of these things have contributed to more of the problems than the solution. I think if I were challenging them and trying to, I guess, admonish or say, hey, here's some areas in which we must do better, probably the first one would be to say, hey, the protest is over, you know, number one. Like Protestantism, which is now about to hit its 500-year birthday, has created so many splits amongst Christians that we hardly recognize the splits anymore or even know what they were there to start with. And of course, Jesus says to us, they'll know us by our love. So my first thing would be, we must be more unified. We must come together around the essentials of the gospel and what is true and what scripture tells us, and find one another again and work together and partner together. The second thing that I would say is we've done a horrible job in the last several decades of truly developing disciples. We've created a comfortable Christianity where people feel right at home, not really denying themselves anything, not having to sacrifice much, just showing up at church and singing songs and believing that this is enough. This is what it means to be Christian. And part of that responsibility is on the leaders of the church, these teachers and pastors and people who, you know, Paul says to us in the New Testament, you know, he says, look, you have 10,000 teachers, but you have no fathers.